For years, tech giants like Google, Facebook, and Apple have been growing in size, money, and power, all relatively untouched by the government, but perhaps not for long. Two federal agencies that handle antitrust cases have reportedly divvied up their enforcement responsibilities. The Justice Department will take over issues relating to Google and Apple, while the Federal Trade Commission will oversee Amazon and Facebook. And late last week, multiple outlets reported that the Justice Department is taking steps to launch an antitrust investigation into Google. These moves don't necessarily mean widespread investigations, but they do reflect growing agreement among public and elected officials that these tech companies have grown a little bit too big. Natasha Tiku is a senior writer covering Silicon Valley for Wired. Welcome to The Takeaway, Natasha.
Thanks for having me.
So we mentioned a bunch of different agencies and a bunch of different companies. Let's break it down one by one. Calls for the federal government to increase regulation are not new, but how did this get divvied up? Which companies were going to be under the Justice Department's purview and which were going to be under the FTC's purview?
So the DOJ is going to handle Google and Apple, and the FTC is going to handle Facebook and Amazon. And actually, late yesterday, there was news that the House Antitrust Subcommittee is going to be looking into digital markets as well. So they'll potentially be overseeing all of it.
What are they looking for, Natasha? Because each of these agencies handles things very differently. The Federal Trade Commission looks at consumer and advertising, and the Department of Justice, what are they looking for?
Sure. So the agencies are overall going to be looking at areas where these companies have market power and might potentially be abusing their dominance. And, you know, for these tech giants, that could cover a lot of different markets and niches.
Isn't it a little too late, Natasha, to talk about how big these companies? I mean, I'm just thinking, you know, Facebook, Google, Apple, these guys are huge.
No, exactly. This is the concern about, you know, the sudden kind of zeal for enforcement and regulation. You know, isn't it kind of a little bit too late? And the rules that you put in place now aren't going to undo, you know, the dominance that is already there. I mean, they talk a little bit about potentially unwinding mergers, but at this point, these companies are, you know, they've kind of taken, there's a number of winner-take-all markets, and they are the winners.
We know that a couple of outlets, including the Wall Street Journal and the Washington Post, have been reporting that the Justice Department could be preparing to launch an antitrust investigation into Google. What do we know about that?
That one sounds like the furthest along. That was the first report that came out. And we know that they are looking into a broad range of categories, Google's business practices in search, in advertising, and they haven't really narrowed it down. If we look for, you know, potential clues over the past couple years, the EU, their antitrust commission, has looked at Google when it's come to practices with Android, its mobile operating system, potential abuses for its dominance in search, you know, in terms of where it displays comparison shopping sites, you know, when you look up products on Google, and also their online advertising practices. And that's an area where Google has a lot of market power. You know, they're both, you're placing the ads on Google and you're also using their platforms to buy the ads.
And Facebook is also fertile ground for advertisers, and it has been for years. How come, what is the FTC going to be looking for with Facebook specifically?
Sure. So Facebook, I think the focus is more on Cambridge Analytica and privacy concerns. Facebook is under a consent decree with the FTC for previous privacy violations. And I think that's been part of the reason why you hear a level of frustration from legislators, critics, you know, industry insiders, is the consent decree that they had with the FTC was supposed to stop this kind of behavior. And, you know, it's been, I don't even know how long since we've, you know, been discussing Cambridge Analytica, and yet we have seen no response yet from the FTC, although they're supposedly preparing a potentially really big fine.
Well, I mean, and fines will only get us so far with a lot of these companies, because really these are drops in the bucket. You mentioned lawmakers. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are supporting initial reporting that the FTC and the DOJ will have oversight over these tech companies. They may be supporting this idea, Natasha, but what is it that they're at? Is there going to be any legislative movement forward at that point? Or do they have overlapping goals when it comes to the tech industry?
Sure. So I think the level of bipartisan scrutiny is very interesting. That's something you might expect from the Dems, although they have also a very cozy relationship with Silicon Valley. The House Antitrust Subcommittee that I mentioned earlier, that is potentially, you know, I don't want to say a game changer, but they're going to be asking for documents and information from these tech companies, and they're going to be looking at whether or not, you know, the kind of existing antitrust laws are capable of handling these tech companies. Like, some important context for this debate is, you know, part of the reason we haven't seen action on antitrust is because for the past 40 years, enforcement has been shaped by this philosophy of thought called the Chicago School that looks primarily at consumer prices. And it's like a laissez-faire approach that favors big business generally, but also has this big blind spot for Silicon Valley companies, you know, that often give away their services for free in exchange for data or are cheaper. So the House Antitrust Subcommittee is going to be looking at, you know, do the laws need to change or potentially some amendments need to be made, or is it just a question of lack of political will for enforcement?
We shall see. We also know that the markets took a tumble on Monday. Just wondering if you have any thoughts on whether that will stabilize at any point.
Well, I think what's interesting here is, you know, in terms of the monetary impact on these companies, like there's the short term fluctuation in stock price. But what analysts have been saying is that, you know, they see a distraction from these antitrust investigations. But in order for it to have real long term impact on the businesses, they think that, you know, actual antitrust legislation and kind of precedent in the U.S. would have to change considerably. So I think it's a little bit different than what we heard from shareholders after Facebook recently said that they were going to set aside $5 billion for FTC fines. Stock actually went up. So the fact that we're seeing, you know, the tumble that happened yesterday after the news kind of indicates that investors are taking the potential for antitrust enforcement much more seriously.
Natasha Tiku is a senior writer covering Silicon Valley for Wired. Thanks so much, Natasha.
Thanks.